You're holding daf peivov by the first Mishnah. Hamaniach beisai. If somebody leaves his house for this Shabbos, for holach lishpois bir hacheres, and he goes to spend the Shabbos in another city, is echod nochri, whether the person leaving his house is a goy, the echod yisrael, or whether the person leaving his house is a yisrael, is hareze oiser. Still, he answers in his first house, in the original house that he lives in. In other words, if in the first house, that's chotzer, there are two other people still living there for that Shabbos, and they made an Eruv HaChatzeres together. Just the person that went away for Shabbos did not mishtatef with them, did not make an Eruv HaChatzeres, he asks on them. Like Rashi says, the dira b'lay b'aylem shmo dira. Even though the b'aylem are not living in the house for the Shabbos, still, since these people own the house, and that's the house they're going to live in again after Shabbos, they ask for this Shabbos even though they went away for Shabbos. Whether he's a goy, and they didn't rent off him before Shabbos, or whether he's a Yisrael, and he did not give him to the Ruvah Chateris, he asks on them. This is Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Roimer, Eino Oyser. Yehuda's no. Like Rashi says, because he holds, a Dira B'loi Bailim, Lelav Shemei Dira. Since nobody's living there for the Shabbos, that's not called the Dira, so since you went away for Shabbos, you did not ask from the people living in the Chotzer. They're allowed to carry out from their Chotzer, from their house into the Chotzer, even without you making the Ruvah Chateres. So there's the Machlekes, where Meir holds a Dira B'loi Bailim, Shemei Dira, and Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, if you're not living there for the Shabbos, you do not ask it. So tomorrow, Rabbi Yossi holds like this. Nochri oiser. If a guy that went away for Shabbos, true, calls the money not living in your apartment, you do not ask her. But a guy, even though he goes away, we have to be afraid maybe he'll come back again on Shabbos. So therefore, it's also to carry out because maybe he'll come back any minute. Mashenken Yisroel ain't oiser. A Yisroel that goes away for Shabbos, he does not ask her. Because since he's not living there the Shabbos, and we're not afraid that a Yisroel will come home on Shabbos again. Why? Shein derech Yisroel love be Shabbos. It's not a derech for a Yisroel to come home again on Shabbos, if he went away for Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, he also holds like Rabbi Yossi's Svaro, that really when you're not home, you do not answer. Or a goy, we're afraid he'll come home. Now, Yisroel, when he goes away for Shabbos, we don't say he'll come home again, so therefore it's mutter. Rabbi Shimon says another, a bigger chiddush though. Even though the Yisroel did not go away to another city, he just went to spend Shabbos by his daughter living in the same city. Still, ain't oyser. He does not ask it from the people living in his chotzer. Shekvar hasiya meliboy. Because once he went away to spend Shabbos in another chotzer by his daughter, he was mesiach that he gave up his mind from going home again in his own house. And therefore, a dira that people are not living there, they do not ask her. And if they did not make the Ruvah Chatzeris, but the rest of the people did make it, it's mutter for the other people to carry out this Shabbos. That's Reb Shimon Shita. Yeah. So the Gemara. Omar Rav, halacha k'Reb Shimon. We take a pasuk like Reb Shimon. That even if you don't go to another city, you just go to visit your daughter on Shabbos, still it's mutter. That it's not aimed for you to go back home again to your apartment on Shabbos, you do not ask her. So the Gemara of Adav Kabita, we should know only if you went to visit your daughter, Avo B'noi. Let's say you went to visit your married son, then loy. No. Then we're afraid maybe you'll get into an argument with your daughter-in-law and you'll run home, you'll go back to your original apartment for Shabbos, and then you do ask the people in that chotzer. The Yamri in Shib, because there's a famous statement that say people say, Novach b'cho kalbo, if a male dog barks at you, oil, go inside. In other words, if you're visiting your daughter, so who should you be afraid of? Maybe your son-in-law you'll have an argument with. If it's only your son-in-law, a man is not so bad. If a female dog barks at you, poik, go run away. Here also, if you go visit your son, so afraid you'll get into an argument with your daughter-in-law, and then if you have an argument with her, you'll get so bad that you want to go away from her and you won't spend the Shabbos by her anymore. So then we are afraid that you go back home again on Shabbos, and then you do ask her on the people living in your chotzer. Zotti Mishnah. Bor shebein shtei chatzeres. If you have a bor, a ditch of water, that's mamish in between two chatzeres, and Rashi learns that we're talking about half of the bor is in one chatzer, and half of the bor is in the other chatzer. Is the halach if the two chatzerim do not make an eruv chatzeres together, is ein memalim imenu b'shabbos. You're not allowed to fetch the water up on Shabbos. Ain't no malu menu b'shabbos. Why? Because since both chatzerim have a right to use this bor, it blies like a rishus shel shneim, and if they did not make an eruv, you can't carry from one rishus to another rishus. Ela im kein also loy mechitza gvoya asara tvochim. There's another heter though. Only if you made a mechitza 10 tvochim high, straight over the bor, like to divide the bor in half, to say one half belongs to one chatzer and the other half belongs to the other chatzer. Now the Mishnah says bein milmata, whether you made this mechitza milmata on the bottom part of the bor, like Rashi says, the Gemara will explain, bein mitoich oignoi, whether you just made the mechitza in the rim around the bor. In other words, like when you have a well, there's a rim going around on top on the bor. So if you make the mechitza, which is 10 tefachim high, inside the rim of the bor, that's also matter. We look as if there are two sides to the bor now, and each chotzer has their side, so each chotzer is allowed to carry up from the water into their chotzer. So the Gemara, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai says, Milmata. You know that the mechitza has to be milmata. The mechitza has to be on the bottom. We'll see in the Gemara what that means, milmata. O Beisilul Omrim, Beisilul says, milmala. No, if you want to, the mechitza could even be on top. It doesn't have to be on the bottom near the water. It could even be on top of the bor, but like the Gemara will explain, it has to be inside the oigen, inside the rim of the bor. But let's say there's like a high rim, like the water is, let's say, 20 tefachim down where it first starts, and there's a first rim high of 20 tefachim around the well, so the mechitza could be any part of these 20 tefachim, albeit inside the rim of the bor. That's Beis Hillel Shita. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says a bigger kula than all of them. He holds no. Loitei mechitza gedoyle min ha-koyso shebereim. The mechitza that we're making now doesn't have to be more stronger, better than a koyso, than a wall that divides the two chaserim together. Now let's say you have a wall going, dividing a real koyso, a real wall, dividing these two chatzers. Now when it goes over the bor, over the well, it doesn't go inside the well. Shita, a wall just goes on top of the well, on top of the rim. So if you don't do it, then when you're going to make a mechitza, this mechitza yutfachim does not have to be down inside the bor. This mechitza could even be all the way on top of the bor. Abi is going like a diameter straight across the bor. Abi is going straight across, dividing the bor in half. Even though the whole mechitza is all the way on top of the bor, still we say over water good achis. We look as if the mechitza goes straight down into the water, and that's also mutter for each chotzer to carry up on this side of the mechitza to carry up the water. That's the Yehuda Shita. That the mechitza does not even have to be inside the rim of the bor. It could even be all the way on top of the bor. As long as you have a mechitza, you tvachim high, dividing the bor in half. Sati Gemara. Omer Rav Huna, Zot Rav Huna, Lamata. That the Mishnah says, and Rashi learns, the Kamri Beishamai. That the Beishamai says that the mechitza has to be Lamata on the bottom. What does the bottom mean? He holds Lamata Mamish. It has to Mamish be on the bottom. So Rashi learns it means Somach Lamayim, on the bottom part of the rim of the bor, near the water. The tips of the mechitza doesn't have to mamish touch the water, just right above the water, that's where you have to start making the mechitza. So, lamata means lamata of the oigen, like of the rim of the bor. And what is Beis Hillel Shita of lamala? What does that mean on top? Lamala mamish. It also has to be on the top part of the rim, you could even make it. Even though the mechitzas are not even near the water, but as long as the mechitzas are inside the rim of the bor, and it could even be starting from the top of the rim, that's also good. Lamala mamish. Vizev vizev a bor. But both mechitzas pshita have to be inside the bor. They have to be, in other words, inside the rim of the bor. They can't be all the way on top of the bor like the Yehuda says in the Mishnah. No, according to Tanakama, that both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai both hold, the mechitza has to be inside the bor. Just a question, where? Could the mechitza start at the top of the rim? Or does it have to start? No, on the bottom part of the rim, right near the water. That's the machlokes. Beis Shammai says it has to start on the bottom part of the rim, right near the water. And Beis Hillel holds, no, the mechitza could even start at the top part of the rim, as long as it's 10 tefachim high inside the rim. That's Rav Huna Shita. Gemara of Rav Yehuda, the Amora Rav Yehuda holds, no, that the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is like this. Rav Yehuda Amar, Lamata, that the Beis Shammai says the Mechitza has to be Lamata, the bottom part, Lamata min amayim. The Havamina right now means Mamish all the way in the bottom of the water. or these mechitzas have to mamish touch the karkoyis habor, the ground of the bor, all the way under the water, and from there it has to go up 10 tefachim. Now, there could be cases that the water is 15 tefachim high, so the mechitzas do not even stick up on top of the water. The mechitzas are all the way down the bottom 10 tefachim of the bor, of the water, has the mechitza, but on the top part of the water you can't see the mechitza at all. That's the havamina in Beis Shammai. What is Lamala? What does it mean according to Beis Hillel Lamala? It means Lamala min amayin. The mechitzas have to be right on top of the water. They don't have to touch the water, but it can't be Lamala on top of the rim. Let's say you have like 15 tefachim ta, a rim around the bor on top. It's no good. You can't make the mechitzas on the top of the rim. You would have to make the mechitzas on the bottom part of the rim, right near the water. That's a Yehuda Shita. So if Yehuda is more machmet, said the mechitzas have to be more closer to the water. Now, Omale Rabba Bar Rav Chanan Labaya. So Rabba Bar Rav Chanan has to shout to Abaya. Ho di Omar Rav Yehuda. That Rav Yehuda learns Shana Machloikis. Lamata. That when Beis Shammai says the mechitzah has to be on the bottom, it means Lamata min Amayim, all the way mamish underneath the water, has to start by the ground of the bor. My Shana, why do you hold that? Why is this different? Lamata mamish deloy. Why do you hold not like Rav Huna? That you can't just make the mechitza starting by the top of the water. No, you're saying the mechitza has to start at the bottom part of the water. Why? The Ariva Maya. Because if you can only start on the top of the water, then below the mechitza we see the water is mixed together. We don't have any mechitza inside the water. So the body of the water looks like one body, and it's usra for the each chas to carry up, because it looks like they're carrying up from one rishus to another rishus. That's what he's telling me. That's why it wouldn't be mutter to have the mechitza above the water. So, frek min akash, it's Yerav Yehuda, it's also shver. Is lamata min amayim nami ho ariv maya? Even according to your sheet, now that you're saying this mechitza has to mamish be in the bottom of the water, but let's say the water is 15 tefachim high. So the mechitza does not even come up on top of the water. The mechitza is all the way under the water. You don't even see the mechitza. So when you look down in the bor, to the top of the water, it looks like it's one body of water. It's also Ariva, the water is mixed together. It doesn't look like two separate bodies. So why is the mutter to carry both chatzayim, to carry up the water? Or Malehi answered back, no, that's not shver. Lo yishmilecho, didn't you hear? Ho di Yomar Rav Yehuda, that's what Rav Yehuda said, Omar Rav. He said over the name of Rav. Omati bo mishum Rav Chiyah, and some say it over the name of Rav Chiyah. That tzorech sheyiru roshen shokanim lemala min hamayim tefach. You should know that even according to Beis Shammai, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the mechitzas have to be in the water, true, but the top tefach of the mechitza has to be sticking out of the water. So not that the mechitza has to start mamash from the bottom of the bor, of the ground of the bor, no. The mechitza starts at the top part of the water, and the top tefach of the mechitza is sticking out on top of the water, and the rest of the nine tefachim are in the water. So now if you look down in the bor, you see like a hefset. It looks like two different bodies of water. One side belongs to this chotzer, the other side belongs to the other chotzer. That's why each chotzer is mutter to carry up the water. So that's pshat according to Beis Shammai. But now we have another kasha, v'su. Ho di yomar Rav Yehuda, lamala, lamala min amayim. That Rav Yehuda learns pshat in Beis Hillel, that on top means right on top of the water. That's where you have to start making your mechitza yutvachim. My shino, why do you say that it's different, that it's no good, Rav Huna Shita, lamala mamish? That you say not that Rav Huna says, according to Beis Hillel, you can make the mechitzas any place inside the rim of the bor, even though it's higher up. Tilloy, that's no good. Why there, Riva Mayon? Because when you look down in the water, there's no separation in the water. The waters look like one body of water. So it's also to carry like from one chatzar to another chatzar. That's why it's also Oy bazoi, lamala min amayim nami. Even according to you, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that Beis Hillel holds the mechitza has to start right on top of the water. Still a Riva Maya, but it's only on top of the water. But when you look at the water itself, it looks like one body of water. There's no separation in the water itself. So again, it should be yosir. How come both chatzarim can carry up now? It looks like they're both being mishtamish and one mishus. Amalei, he answered back again. Lo yishmilecho, didn't you hear? Ho detoni Yaakov Kachinoi. That's what we learned from Rabbi Yaakov Kachinoi. The what tzorech sheyishka rosh sheikanim b'mayim tefach. Even according to Beis Hillel, that the mechitzas can be in the rim of the bor, on the bottom part of the rim, but akol ponim, the bottom tefach of the mechitza has to be sticking into the water. So true, 9 tvachim of the mechitza could be on top of the water, but the bottom tefach of the mechitza has to be inside the water. Therefore, when you look at the water, it looks like it's divided. It looks like two separate bodies of water. That's why it's mutter to schlep up the water. That's why it's mutter to schlep. Both chatzerim could use this bar on Shabbos, because it looks like two different separate parts of water. Therefore, each chatzer could use the part near its chatzer. So the more of Yelohod, the Yomer Rav Yehuda. Not that Rav Yehuda said a chiddush like this. You should know Kira. If you have a beam, arbo, that's wide, 4 tvachim wide, materas bechurba. It's mutter to carry underneath this beam in a churba. Now, churba usually means a house that fell caved in, and there were not so many mechitzes there. Let's say there are two adjacent mechitzes, two opposite sides, there's a mechitz left over. So churba still, it's also to carry there, because you don't have 4 mechitzes to make it into Rishus Yochid. But let's say you have a beam going across on top from one wall to the other wall, and the beam is wide 4 tvachim. Now, the halacha is, we say, pitik riyarid v'saisim. We look as if the two ends of this beam come straight down and make another 2 mechitzes here. So right underneath the beam, you have 4 mechitzes all around you. You're allowed to carry underneath the beam. That was the chiddush Rav Yehuda said over. Vaita, Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua. Now Rav Nachman, in the name of Rabba Baravua, said over another chiddush. That Kaira, if you have also a beam, a wide beam, Kaira Arbu, a beam that's 4 tvachim wide, that goes straight across a bar of water, is materis b'mayim. It's mater, each chotzer, to carry up from this bar into that chotzer of the water. So this case of kera arbor, that's materis b'mayim, Rashi said, that's not a shower case. Rashi said, the top Rashi here, on the base, is b'bor shebein beis chateris. We're talking about a bar that was in between 2 chateris. Unesuna arochba, and it's put on its width, the emtsa bor, mamish in the middle of the bor, lamal on top. So it's matter. Why is it matter? That since this board is rochiv dalad, is wide 4 tvachim, we say pi tikri yerd v'saisim, the two sides of the boards go straight down. So we say as if there's a mechitza now dividing up this bar of water. So each chotzer is allowed to carry up from the water right next to its chotzer. Because each chotzer, we say, he's carrying it not from another rishus, he's carrying it from the water right next to its own rishus. Now, the shaila is, where is the mechitza here? There's no mechitza inside the bar itself. The only mechitza you have here is that on top of the rim of the bar, you have a beam going straight across, mamish in the middle of the bar, dividing the bar on top. And we say, pitik v'yor v'saisim. But at koponim, there's no mechitza inside the bar. So according to this Vakash, according to Rabbi Yehuda before, that Zay according to Beis Shammai, Zay according to Beis Hillel, the mechitza has to go down and at least touch the water. According to Vesil, the first tefach of the mechitza has to be in the water. And there you have no mechitza at all, even near the water. It's only all the way on top of the rim you have a beam, 4 tvachim wide, over the rim of the bor, coming down with pitikra. So that's going to be the kasha soon. So first thing, Gemara asks a question like this. Fradi Gemara, ha-ka'ozo d'li li'idagisa. How does it help you, stam, you have a kura on top of the bor, like across the diameter of the bor? But our koponim, when you lower down your pitcher on your side, the pitcher mistama swings over to the other side of the bor. So you're schlepping up the water from the other chotzer. It should be yosa timetalta from one chotzer to another chotzer. We're talking about these 2 chotzerim. They're not making a rubik chotzeres together. Umaisin, you're schlepping it up. And for the Gemara, that's not so shver. Kim lehu l'rabbonon, the rabbonon know for sure that the ain deli mahalach yosam yabot tvachim. When you lower down a pitcher straight down, it doesn't swing more than 4 tvachim. So since the width of this curve, this beam going across on top, that's dividing the bar in half, is wide 4 tvachim, so when each chotzer puts down the pitcher near his side, we're not afraid the pitcher will swing over to the other side, to the other chotzer's side, because the curve itself is 4 tvachim wide, and a beam does not swing more than 4 tvachim. So we're not afraid the pitcher will swing into the other side, the other chotzer. So that's not so shver. Mefrek the Gemara, betachas kura, but underneath the kura itself, miyuho ariva maya. What's the heter here? This beam is only going straight across on top of the rim of the bor. But inside the bor, there's no hefsek at all. So the water, mamish, looks like it's one body of water. It looks like both chaserim are using one body of water. So it should be us to use this water to carry it up without the rubi chaseris. Yes, the Gemara answers, elam mishum de kalhu shakilu chachom v'mayim. b'mayim. I tell you, there's a special kalas here. The Rabbanim were lenient here by the loch is over water. Whenever you're holding by making a mechitzah over water, the Rabbanim will make it. Even though you have such a small mechitzah just with a beam going across the top of the rim of the bor. What's the raya? Chidaboyimene Rabbi Tavla Mirav. Like Rabbi Tavla asked the shayla from Rav. Mechitzah Teluya. When you have a mechitzah, that's 10 tefachim high, but it's hanging in the air. In other words, not mamish reaching the ground. It's not even gimel tefachim off the ground. It's more than gimel tefachim away from the ground. So the shayla is, Ma'u shatata b'churba. If it's going over dry land, is it mutter to use these mechitzas to make either a shus yachid inside it, or to use it for mechitzas of a sukkah? Can you use such mechitzas that are hanging, not reaching the ground, to say as far from good achis? Will look as if these mechitzas that are 10 tefachim high should go straight down to the ground. Do we say it or not? Or Malay, the answer in back. Ein mechitza tluya materis, no. A mechitza that does not reach the ground, it's more than gimel tefachim off the ground, is possible. It's not called a mechitza. Ela b'mayim, only when the mechitza is going over water, do we say good achis that the mechitza does go down and reaches the water. That is a svara kalhu shekilu hachama b'mayim. The Rabbonim gave a special lenient, a special kalis, when we're talking about mechitzas over water. That even though over the dry land we don't say good achis, the mechitza does not go down. We'll say if I care, since the kids could walk underneath the mechitza, the gedi and boikimbo, it stops good achis. But when the mechitzas are going over the water, then we are makel to say yes, the mechitza comes down up into the water. So we see here, since we say kalis by water, hu adin, this Rav Nachman, or Amar Rav Aravu also holds a kalis. That we have the beam going over across the top of the water, top of the rim of the bor, we're also makel over water to say the mechitzas go down. The Rashi learns, I call upon him with the stira to Rabbi Yehuda Shita before, that before Rabbi Yehuda said, even by a bor, when you want to make a mechitzah inside the bor, they still holds the mechitzah has to at least go a tefach down inside the water. And we paskin like that. So since we paskin, the mechitzah has to be in the water, you have to have a separation to look as if the waters are separate. It doesn't help you this svara here if you have a kura going straight across on top of the rim of the bor. Our kol ponim, the mechitzah is not inside the bor. We do not see any hefsig dividing up the two bodies of the water. So that's Rashi Shita, that Rav Nachman Taka argues on Rav Yehuda. The Chur of the Tais doesn't like this pshat, because we pask like both halachas here. We Taka pask like Rav Yehuda. So it's Shvet Hashem Rav Nachman argues. So maybe there's a chilek here, that here we're talking about a Kira Arba. The board is 4 tefachim wide. Now whenever you have a board 4 tefachim wide, then we say the lumdus is Pi Tikra Yerid V'Saisim. It's not a din in the mechitza going down, it's a din in p'tikra. So when you have like a tikra, like a roof, a beam that's 4 tefachim wide, has a din like a roof already, and then we say p'tikra yerid v'saisim. So p'tikra, this svar is a bigger halacha. It's a stronger halacha that the mechitza goes down. See, even though the mechitza is only all the way on top of the rim, but we say as if a mamish goes down to the water. Ma'ashenke in stama, a mechitza that's not dalet tefachim thick. It's only like a mashu thick. Even though the mechitza is yutzfachim high, and it could be very wide, but our kol parim is not thick, dalet tefachim. Therefore, that mechitza we do not say is matir in a bor, unless the mechitza's mamash touch the water. That's Beisilu, that's a Yudishit according to Beisilu. But here, when you have a kaira is a bigger matter. A kaira we say, pitikri yer besaisim, here we could be mekel mua. So, male is no stirul halacha, you could hold from both halachas. Taisus though says a little different pshat according to Rabbeinu Tam or different akimta. A kol ponim Taisus says also is not a stira to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Taisus has a different teretz here, different akimta in the Gemara. So the Gemara vaita. Omer Rabbi Yehuda loy tei mechitza. So Rabbi Yehuda now mission is a big mekel that says that the mechitza that's dividing up this bor of water does not have to be inside the bor, inside the rim. It could even be all the way on top of the bor, as long as the mechitza is yud tefachim high and goes across the bor, that's also good. The Gemara Omer Rabba Bar Bachona, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. You should know Rabbi Yehuda b'shitas Rabbi Yosi Omro. Rabbi Yehuda holds the same shita that Rabbi Yosi does in Hilchos by Masechta Sukkah. The Yoma that Rabbi Yosi holds mechitza tluya materas afilu biyabosha. You should know he holds a mechitza that's mamish hanging in the air, that's not reaching the ground. Abi the mechitza has a height of yud tefachim to it, even though it doesn't reach the ground within gimel tefachim, still it's a matter. We do say good aches even by mechitzas over the abosha. That's Reb Yosi Shita. Scrolling Gemara means to say that that's where Reb Yehuda is mekel. That this mechitza, even though it's all the way on top of the bor, it's not inside the bor, so it doesn't even look like the mechitza has to do with the water. It looks like stam regular mechitza. So what? Even by regular mechitza over yabosha, over dry land, we also say good aches. So therefore, here, as long as the mechitza is dividing the bor in half, even though the mechitza is all the way on top of the bor, still we would say good aches as if the water goes all the way down. Hey, Bishleimer, Rabbi Yehuda, the Amaru, that's Maz Bebe Silla, Mesham, and the Mishnah, that holds no. That the mechitza has to be inside the bor, the pshat is. That we only say good aches by mechitzas when it's matter over water. So it has to be inside the bor to be nicker that's coming to be matter the bor. But if it's all the way on top of the bor, it's not nicker. It doesn't look like it's coming to be matter the bor. Therefore, we're not matter, we're not maker with such mechitzas. But according to Rabbi Yosi, that says good aches even by regular mechitzas over dry land, who was in here also? Even though the mechitzas are all the way on top of the bor, so what? These mechitzas are also matter. That's what Gemara wants to say. That Rabbi Yehuda Yishno goes aliba the Rabbi Yosi. The what? Nochemol? The Beshitas Rabbi Yosi Yomra. The Yomra that he says, the Yomra mechitzas tluya materas afilu biyabosha. The Tanan, we learned in Hilchos Sukkah, Hameshal shel dofanis. If somebody is making mechitzas of the sukkah, and he's like weaving the mechitzas, he's weaving to make a mechitza. Hameshal shel dofanis, he's making the walls. Milmala lamati, starts to weave from upwards downwards. Is bizman shegvoyis minoras gimut fachim. If these mechitzas did not reach within gimut fachim of the ground, he should know psula. The mechitzas is possible. Milmata lamal, let's say you start weaving from downwards upwards. In Gevoya Yutfachim, once the mechitza becomes Yutfachim like Shera, that's called a good mechitza for a sukkah. But the opposite way, if the mechitza is off the ground more than Gimel Tfachim, we do not say good aches by mechitzas vilcha sukkah. Rabbi Yosi Yoimer, no. Kishem shem milmato lamalo asara, just like from downwards to upwards, if you have Yutfachim for a mechitza, it's a kosher mechitza, that we say good aches, good asik, that the mechitzas yutfachim, it goes all the way up, is kach milmala lamata. The same way if you're weaving a mechitza from upwards downwards, asara, which it comes down, which you have a mechitza that has a height of 10 tfachim, even though it doesn't reach the ground, you start to weave all the way up, and you're weaving downwards, and you don't weave, doesn't come down to gimel tfachim of the ground, still it's kosher. That's Reb Yosi Shita. In other words, we say good aches by Hilchos Sukkah, even over Yabosha, even over dry land, nothing to do with water. So Rabbi Yosi is a maker who doesn't say from Gdi and Boikimbo, he also is called the good mechitza. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda now Mishnah, that says that the mechitza can be straight across the bor, on top of the bor, is mutter, goes according to Rabbi Yosi Shita. That we say good aches by any type of a mechitza. So the Gemara of Elohi, I'll tell you, no, there's no riot, they're not totally zebezeh. Elohi, Loi Rabbi Yehuda sova lo ke Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda now Mishnah does not hold from Rabbi Yosi's chiddush. I'll tell you, Loi Rabbi Yosi sova lo ke Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosi does also not hold from Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush. Neither of them hold from one another. What's the pshat? Rabbi Yehuda loi sova lo ke Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda now Mishnah does not hold like Rabbi Yosi. Does not hold that you say good aches by mechitzas. Na'ad kam loi kam Rabbi Yehuda. When is Rabbi Yehuda making now Mishnah Elidei Rubi Chatzeres? What's the question here now Mishnah? You have this bor, this ditch of water that's in between two Chatzerim. Now really, it's all a Rishus Yochid Midiraisa. Midiraisa, you're allowed to schlep up this water from the bor into the Chatzer. There's no problem here. It's all a big Rishus Yochid. It's only a Shal in the Rabbonin that you have to come on to Rubi Chatzeres. Without making a Rubi Chatzeres, it's also to carry up from the bor into each Chatzer. So Balkas only shall in the Rabbonins is Elabe Rubachateros the Rabbonin. Here Rabbi Yehuda is makel to say good aches, even though the mechitza is all the way on top of the bor, it's not even in the rim of the bor, so what? Even though the mechitza doesn't look like it's coming to the mat of the water, but so what? Since you have a mechitza here, and we could say good aches, so any time a shall in the Rabbonin, the kalachas, we do say good aches. Therefore the mechitza is kosher in our Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, I'll tell you. Yeah, all right. Turn over, we'll see.